One of the plays that the Knoxville football squad has been successful with this season is a play called Left Formation, Power Flow Right. It sets up with one of the running backs lining up as a wing to the left and receiver, which is usually Rylan Cox, lining up on the right side. Quarterback Jacob Zuck will send the running back in motion. When the ball is snapped, the line will block down and move their opponent to the left, with one exception. The left guard always pulls, and the first person he looks for is a linebacker to take out, so the ball carrier has a clear path. Assistant coach Bill Ehrlichman says the point, Zuck has a couple of options.
Jake will go ahead and ride with that motion guy. If he feels the outside defensive end is going to tackle our wingback on a jet motion there, he's going to pull it, he's going to follow that guard, and he's going to go ahead and lead up as far as he can go. If he thinks that end can't take our wing, he'll go ahead and hand it off to the wing, and then a wing has the right hand, other wing, the fullback, and the X lead blocking for him to go ahead and take it as wide and up the sideline as he can.
In week one, the play worked for the Panthers' first score of the season against Sheraton when Zuck noticed the pulling guard did his job and had a clear lane to the end zone for a 31-yard score. Zuck will take it himself. Big hole up the middle across the 15, 10, 5, touchdown Knoxville! The Panthers strike first early in this game. Jacob Zuck, a 31-yard touchdown run, and the Panthers on the board in the first couple minutes. The key to the success of Power Flow Right is the pulling guard, who is either Nyan Baker or Chase Bellin, depending on who's out there. Zuck says they have to get around it ahead of him with the right timing to clear the hole for him to run through.
I read that end man, and if he just comes out, I just take the ball and run up the middle, and there's always usually a big hole there for me to run in. He helps out a lot with the opening up the hole for me and making me get a big run play.
The motion man is also key. Coach Ehrlichman says that gets the linebackers reacting, and if the play is run properly, the pulling guard is usually the first person a linebacker sees, not the ball carrier.
We would expect the linebackers to go ahead and kind of flow to the right with that wing back when they see the motion, so we need that guard to pull up to go ahead and see if Jake does keep it. We need them to go ahead and take care of one of those linebackers that are flowing towards him so that he can go ahead cut either right or left off of that pulling guard.
Lineman Remington Sykes is one of the down blockers, which earlier we said simply removes his opponent on the other side of the ball from the play and out of a chance to make a tackle. His mentality, see ugly jersey, neutralize ugly jersey.
I'm going to release inside of that guy, give him a nudge, and then work up field. I'm going to get to nearest guy I see. First ugly jersey.
The play was dialed up several times in week two against Fairfield, and Zuck had a fun time seeing gigantic holes to run through.
Chapman and Hollerwick are wing backs, right and left. Cox a wideout. Here is Zuck, right up the middle, first down across the 30, 35, out to the 40, still going, out to the 50-yard line, one man to beat, 40, out to the 30, 20, they are not going to get him, touchdown Knoxville, that is 74 yards for Jacob Zuck.
And like any go-to play, the Panthers have several formations they can run Power Flow Right out of.
I mean, we can run this out of many formations. Sometimes we can have the tight end to the actual power side. We can split out into twins. We can even throw in little options like a bubble and stuff into it. It's things we don't want to show necessarily in week one, but throughout the season, yeah, we can change it up and we can put some different variations in there.
Now, I know what you're saying. Coach Keller's offense is supposed to be the wing tee, an offense that was invented in the 1930s by longtime University of Delaware coach David M. Nelson to be a mix between the single wing and the straight tee formation, and is run by many high schools across the nation and some small colleges. Now, you heard bubble, jet, read option, things Nelson probably never dreamed of when he was coaching the Blue Hens in the 1930s. Now, I hope you caught the last few words of Coach Ehrlichman's previous comments. Variation. Here he mentions a couple of teams who have recently contended and won the College Football National Championship that run variations out of their so-called spread offenses.
You see teams in college football now, everyone sees spread and they think throw the football or throw short passes, but I reference teams like Ohio State a lot. I mean, they spread it to run it and to option you off of you. That's what Oregon was doing for a long time with Chip Kelly. There's any way you can line up two tight ends, go an ace formation and option, or you can go ahead and spread everybody out and do it. You do wings like we do. I mean, there's a million ways to do it.
Power Flow Right came about last year when Coach Keller drew it up. The Panthers ran it last year, and over the offseason, both Keller and Ehrlichman went to camps and clinics and refined the play, listening to other coaches. Ehrlichman says he likes the play and credits Zuck for being a good decision maker. Tonight, Knoxville hopes to employ Power Flow Right, hoping to get their first district win of the season against Nevada. For Football Friday Nights on KNIA Careless, I'm Derek Cardwell.